This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is sensationally disgusting and makes me physically ill. We're trying to be nice to the police. We're saying, oh, overall, they're being nice. And then suddenly, they start grabbing at our reporters, going after them, trying to take their cameras, and we catch on tape them dragging a reporter with a camera behind a screen. You can clearly see him punching and stomping him full power. I mean, they are stomping the daylights out of him. And then another reporter is getting footage of it, so the police try to chase him down to take him to the torture dungeon. I mean, this is literally, I don't know the headline that's strong enough. Like, police take journalist to secluded pens to be beaten. I mean, this is just, this is a major human rights scandal. That they got free speech pens, blacked out windows, blacked out fences, so people can't see through him, but there is a good 8-inch gap, and you can clearly see they've thrown him on the ground, and they're stomping on him, and they take him there to torture him. And, folks, if they get away with this precedent, it's over. See what secrecy's for? So they can commit their crimes in the dark. Look at him stomping him. A full power stomping, full power hitting, and then chasing a reporter. If you're a radio listener, the feed's at Infowars.com/show. Unbelievable. Josh, I guess you shot this footage. Josh Owens, Infowars.com cameraman. I mean, I tell you, you've only been here 6 months or so. You've already seen a lot, my friend. The NSA, you saw the Fed stand down with their guns pointed at you, threatened to shoot you at the Bundy Ranch. You were there. And now this, and you're on the front lines, my friend.
Yeah, well, the difference here is that, well, the difference that I've noticed with the police specifically is that there's almost, you almost get a feeling of they're just cowards. I mean, I'm kind of surprised that they were beating the guy in front of the hotel because they seem like wimps. I mean, that's just,
well, who do you think wants to beat people?
Well, that's true, yeah. The small guy in high school who gets picked on goes on to be a cop who beats people up for fun.
Well, all I know is in bad police departments, it's either like that or the other way around. I mean, somebody who's tough just doesn't go around beating people up for no reason. Let's continue to talk about it. I mean, what did you think when you're watching them? Clearly, it looks unmistakable. They're stomping him and hitting him. So I guess, that keyhole didn't get closed there, Josh.
Yeah, well, it was shocking, but you can see in the video there's another reporter who runs across the street to film it, and they run after him and chase him across the street so he isn't filming them do it. But I guess they didn't notice us standing right beside them beating him.
Well, see, he went around the corner to shoot around the fence. You got to get with that reporter, that citizen journalist, and get his footage. I guarantee you they're going to try to deny they were attacking him, and I guarantee you they've got the video. He's got the goods. Where is that guy? We need to interview him right now. Do you see that guy in the black jacket?
No, but I'm sure he's over in the free speech zone.
Listen, go to the free speech zone. Try to find him in the next segment. Start going now. Keep going live in case something happens. Then I want to go back, and I want to talk to the police. I want you to go to the line and say, we want to talk to your boss about the civil rights violation that we just saw. Okay. But listen, you don't have to follow that directive. They may physically attack you. But I know you're not a coward. You and David aren't. So you want to take that mission?
Yeah, sure.
All right. Go get the witness first. We'll get that streamed. The evidence of the crime first. He can even hold his camera up. We can film that on air. We'll get the evidence of the crime out. Then you go to the criminal force. And you say, we saw you take that person to your gulag. Where are they? Have you hurt them? because this is a kidnapping force for child trafficking, murdering drug dealers that are Bilderberg, literal murderers of the earth. Who knows? I mean, literally, they could kill this guy. I mean, you know, they cover up for, you know, work.
This is Scottish John for Infowars.com. I know that most of you here in this commercial already know about the New World Order, eugenics, and all the other issues covered here at Infowars. The question is, do your friends and family know? If not, then I want to know why. Oh, I know it's tough to talk about this with some people. They might call you names, or they just want to talk about sports or soap operas. I say, so what? There's a battle going on out there right now. The ammunition is information, and the soldiers are you. It's time to transform your game from passive listening to active participant. We from Scotland have had our skin in this game for the greater part of the last 1,000 years, and I'm still fighting. If we don't all stand up right now, we're going to lose everything. The InfoWar is worldwide. Tell your friends about InfoWars and let them know that InfoWars doesn't print bull. It's real journalism and news backed up by documented facts. Step up and take your friends and family to InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv, and PlanetInfoWars.com. The truth will set them free.
Men who want intimacy and pleasure back in their love life don't ask if, they ask when. So men, spark up your love life, get pleasure and intimacy back, and please your special lady with Epic Nights. Epic Nights is a safe, revolutionary herbal sexual formula for men that combines ancient herbal ingredients and modern science to significantly support stamina, performance, and pleasure. Men, Epic Nights is a proven 100% natural product that works first time, every time, even after consuming alcohol. And you won't hear any of those cliche disclaimers, men, because Epic Nights will not give you unwanted side effects, but Epic Nights will allow you to give your partner what they deserve. Epic Nights is guaranteed as one of the most effective male enhancers on the web, or will refund your purchase 100%. Buy Epic Nights at buyepicnights.com, spelled BUYEPICNIGHTS.com, or call 1-877-330-1120, 877-330-1120. Epic Nights, one pill,
one Epic Night.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you just joined us and you weren't here in the first hour, it's just incredible. Obama is legalizing illegals by fiat. Hundreds of thousands a month are trying to pour in. 60,000 youth alone in the last month are being held as their families completely collapse in Latin America. The media is saying America must accept anyone, billions of people. I mean, they're literally saying, or we're racist. That's the headline. Are we all racist now if we don't accept poor people with no skills, most of them who have medical issues, as the world collapses, climbing into the lifeboat? As America collapses. And the answer is no. They will take your house for property taxes, the IRS. You will be bankrupted. And they will take everything you've got. And Michelle Obama will tell you what to eat. She's doubled down. She will tell your kids what to eat. You will not pack school lunches. She is your boss. I mean, we've entered Twilight Zone. Washington scrambles to provide food, housing to Dreamers under the DREAM Act, even though it hasn't passed yet, pouring across the border, 60,000 children. Immigration becomes central issue in the Cantor race. Charges fly. Homeland agents, quote, shouldn't target illegals at courthouses. That's the Washington Times. And the Telegraph says, is everyone in the West racist? Because we've only taken on more third world people than any other country. And the answer is, yes, we're bad. We must let the political class have unlimited poor people drive down wages and vote to take our guns. Then on InfoWars.com, we have Josh Owens, Paul Joseph Watson, David Knight, and his wife, who's also a great photographer, she went along, taking photos and video, and the police coming over to Josh for no reason, grabbing his camera, grabbing his ID, and then beating up protesters on video, dragging them away, and then grabbing someone else and dragging him behind the fence and beating him. We can see through the fence, they're stomping and hitting him and then chasing reporters that try to videotape it. And we just played that video for TV viewers. We're mainly a radio show, folks, but we also have video feeds, not just a document cam or not just a webcam, but you know, full-on TV, merging the two. We've been doing that for more than 10 years now, pioneering it. Well, now we pioneer having our reporters across the world, as we're able to fund InfoWars.com and the news operation. I pledge to you, if we're able to get the funding, I'll have reporters in the field every week. I'll send them to UN meetings. I'll send them to the Olympics to cover the police state. I'll send reporters to South America. I got combat, highly decorated vets ready to go to war zones. I mean, I'm building the team, and the team is awesome, and I want to thank all you, the listeners, for your support, your prayers, our affiliates, our sponsors, everyone. And that's why before our reporter, Josh Owens, updates us, and we show that footage again of them beating up the protester, and he goes over and talks to the police live on air and asks them what's going on and what's happened. Before we do that, I didn't talk about anything that funds us last hour. It is essential. News gathering, hardcore promotion of liberty, wearing our bias of telling the truth and not backing down on our sleeve. Ladies and gentlemen, you have got to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get the super high quality Pro Pure G2.0 filters that cut out the fluoride, the glyphosates, lowest price, widest selection, 10% off promo code, the already lowest price. Stop drinking the poison. Stop drinking the fluoride. Help your family and help support the info war at the same time. What is stopping you? The life straw, the best survival seeds, the best non-GMO seeds, the best storable foods from My Patriot Supply sold at InfoWarsStore.com. Hand-cranked AM/FM shortwave weather radios, charger systems, top of the line, Made in America, pro-liberty, pro-gun, Molon Labe, come and take it apparel. Brass belt buckles with George Washington on it. 50 cal made by Navy SEAL bottle breachers. All the fun stuff, all the culture of liberty right there to identify with each other, to support the operation, to wear your colors loud and proud. InfoWarsStore.com. Or call toll-free to ask any questions about discounts or specials or all the great products we've got. 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. And we've got not one but two new bombshell products that will sell out, probably just for a few weeks. But at this rate, we're going to sell out in days. This is so popular. Super Female Vitality doesn't have eight herbs. It's got 10. The vitality, the weight loss, the working out is what people report. Well, what I've seen is we've had it for months, testing with women in our families and folks in the office. Libido, you name it, super female vitality now, not just super male vitality, InfoWarsLife.com. And we now have the new X2 from 7 to 12,000 feet. The mind goes down to 12,000 feet. Multi-million-year-old iodine crystals. No one else has this. All the rest is out of seaweed. We still have Survival Shield that's good for kids. That, you know, it's a lower strength. This is super high-powered, but it's palatable compared to other major brands. No one else has anything like the new Survival Shield X2 available at InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. And when you buy these high-quality products, you're supporting hardcore journalists in the field, your eyes and ears worldwide. They were at a FEMA camp, military base, last week getting arrested. I mean, we've got great reporters, and we want to get even more so we've got enough depth having, you know, up to 10 reporters, not just 4 or 5, to really have teams every week in the field, not just here in Texas. So, again, we're building a real media organization, not just me, the old rabble-rouser, you know, the old Godzilla of the Liberty Movement right here with my pot belly. That's a joke, because Godzilla's fat, so my kid was making the joke. You're fat like Godzilla. I'm not really that fat. I've lost a lot of weight. The point is that we appreciate all your support. It's a win-win-win. Okay, let's go now to the streets of Copenhagen, Denmark, with David Knight and Josh Owens. Recap what's happened, and you're about to go up and talk to the police. David Knight.
Okay, so, Alex, what we did was we came over here, we found the guy who ran across the street and shot the video, and he said that he can't see what he's got on his camera at this point. He said the monitor is too low. He has to take it back to his computer to take a look at it, so there's no way that we could actually shoot it. He wasn't sure what he got at all. So we don't have anything to show you on that, but while we're standing here, we just had somebody get run over down here at the intersection here, but... what they told us, the lady that was there said the reason that they did this was because she said the guy was psychotic. He was in Watson's face yelling at him, and Watson wasn't doing anything. He was just standing there, and the police came over, told him to stop several times. He didn't stop. At that point, they arrested him. He started resisting, and then they got really tough.
Well, that's a way to put my foot in my mouth. The police may have taken him to a death camp. No, I mean, seriously, I see him dragging a reporter off and chasing the other reporter away. That was wrong, and then now we learn it was the guy going after Watson. Is that the same guy that keeps going after Watson?
Oh, I don't know. He was on something. When I went by, he recognized me, and he said something about, why don't you report on the fact that DNA doesn't exist, and dinosaurs don't exist, and that sort of thing. So,
okay. Well, I mean, that's what we said earlier. The police have been pretty nice. We're trying to be fair reporters here. I just see someone being drug away and beaten behind a screen. Yeah. I still think it's wrong to beat him behind the screen. I mean, if they're going to have to restrain him, they should do it in front of everybody. And then why are they chasing the other reporter that's filming it?
Yeah, I know. Exactly. And what they did was... After that, now, Josh was down here shooting front on. I was on the side of the hotel getting a side view of the people that were coming out of the limousines. And so they took him down there where I was. And at that point, they got him on the ground. They started doing the typical cop thing where they put the knee in the back and he's screaming, they're deliberately hurting me. And he's screaming bloody murder. And there was the cop started standing around him, and one policewoman motioned to another policewoman with her little finger, like, get over this way, because she saw me filming. She looked at me, saw me filming, motioned to her to get away to try to get around. So they were trying to cover up what they were doing over there even, too. So it's,
well, they clearly take him behind the screen and beat the hell out of him.
Yeah. I haven't seen the front-on view that Josh got. So I just saw when they took him over to the side. I filmed some of that. He hasn't seen my footage yet either. But I'm sure that the footage that they got front on sounds a lot more sensational than that point. At that point, they had pretty much they'd gotten quite a few licks in on him.
Well, I'll give the police this. They have better posture than U.S. police. They all walk around like they got a broomstick up their back.
Yeah, there hasn't been that kind of bullying that you typically expect from American police. And when this guy was fighting and you know, banging around, you know, they didn't kill him, which I remarked to Karen. I said, you know, that guy probably would have been killed in America, certainly in New Mexico, I think. So,
well, in New Mexico, if you say I'm a law student, I have rights, they literally rip your testicles off.
Yeah, that's what they did. Exactly.
I mean, I'm sorry to use that graphic language. That's what they did. I mean.
Yeah, they kicked the guy so hard that he lost the testicle. We were just walking down here to see the accident and talk to this guy, and we saw they've got a "Don't Tread on Me" sign here. We hadn't seen this yet. And there's an InfoWars sign right down here. So a lot of people have recognized us. They were all wondering where you were. They're very disappointed that you weren't here this year to bullhorn the Bilderberg attendees. But we've got quite a few shots of people arriving. And, you know, it's kind of like we're paparazzi. It's kind of, on one level, I felt silly doing it. But, you know, we have to show people.
No, but see, there should be paparazzi for secret world leaders so that we're aware of who's running our life. Instead, Edward Bernays said we're going to make Hollywood people popular in the 20s instead of people being obsessed with world leaders. Because people used to want to know who ran the world because people were politically involved. Now we're obsessed about Kim Kardashian. Who is that in the van? Right. That looks like a bunch of security people in the van.
Oh, yeah.
Through the fence there. No, through the fence.
Oh, through the fence. Yes. Right here. Yep, that's a bunch of security people there.
Yeah, let's walk down towards you and see what's happening.
Okay.
I want to get some footage of this.
Hi. How you doing? Do you have any idea? We're just curious. Do you have any idea how many police there are here in this area? No idea? Okay. Okay. Yeah, it seems like they outnumber us. You've got so many. I guess maybe
ask
more
her what she uses on her
day.
Hair. Ask her about her hair care products.
Do you have any idea how much is... Are you being paid by the city, or is this private security?
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Hi folks, Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate two distribution facilities and employ over 50 hard-working American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.
The best refuel stoves on the market for disasters and survival are Silverfire. Its clean cook stove technology allows you to pasteurize emergency drinking water, cook a meal, or sanitize your cookware with just twigs. A U.S. veteran-owned company, Silverfire's mission is emergency and recreation cooking products. Made of quality stainless steel, Silverfire's wide line of indoor and outdoor models range from solo backpack models to large family units. Cook cleanly and for free. Get yours today at silverfire.us. That's silverfire.us.
Get the most important package of information you'll ever receive in your life for only $10. The package includes 3 books and 7 DVD programs which cover biblical miracles and prophecy. The Shroud of Turin, The Third Secret of Fatima, What Really Happened to the Catholic Church, and more. Call 800-513-0029. That's 800-513-0029. Or go to VaticanCatholic.com. That's VaticanCatholic.com. 800-513-0029. VaticanCatholic.com.
Don't worry. This show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a burning ring of fire.
I went down, 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 and the flames went higher.
And it burns, burns, burns. The ring of fire. The ring of fire.
planet burn.
The taste of love is sweet when hearts like ours meet. I fell for her like a child. Oh, but the fire went wild. That's Alex Jones butchering Johnny Cash. Thank you for joining us. Going back to Copenhagen, Denmark, where regardless if the guy has some unorthodox views, the police grabbed him, clearly beat him up behind a fence, go after another reporter covering it. That is a big no-no. And meanwhile, Watson's about to get done with Danish and RT interviews and being mobbed by the media and groupies. We will get a report from him. I'm told your wife got really good photos of Robert Rubin, General Petraeus. We'll get those up on InfoWars.com and tweet him at Real Alex Jones. Other points you'd like to make, David Knight, before we come back and go to Watson and then segue into other news and phone calls today?
Well, Alex, the reason that Watson is so busy doing interviews is because we're basically the only press that's here. The only other people that are here are Charlie Skelton and his wife. And other than that, there's not really any alternative media other than just independent bloggers that are here. And they're confined into the free speech zone, as they put it. But Charlie Skelton's wife was telling me that the photographer that they usually have didn't come to this event because he wanted to go to the Bilderberg Hotel itself, where they had the very first meeting 60 years ago. And he said that he took some pictures of the people that showed up there. He said there were three or four old-timers that were there. So they're actually going back reminiscing about when they first started plotting to take over the world.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. So the London Guardian folks had a gut reaction, a gut feeling to go to the original Bilderberg Hotel from 54 in Oosterbeek, Holland. And lo and behold, some of the old globalists were actually there.
That's right. That's right. A few of them showed up. I'm not sure who yet. She hasn't found out yet. So we're going to talk to her later. She's very busy right now, as we have been. After about 4 p.m. our time, it got very busy. There were quite a few people coming at that point in time. We got here early this morning. We've been standing out here all day taking pictures of the people that come up. But in the afternoon, about 4 o'clock is when they really started coming pretty frequently. So she's pretty busy. They're still coming in.
All right, well, we'll get those photos up this evening on the Nightly News. We'll have boil downs of all of this. As soon as Watson's done with the interviews, I know he's been busy the last hour, and I told him that's fine. Go ahead and do all those interviews to get the word out. We'll get an update and his take on the day's activities, then I'll go to other news and phone calls. But there's a lot of good news here. Bill Gertz got the internal document from an insider at the Pentagon who was concerned. And they're reporting on the open plan to use armored vehicles, tanks, drones, to crush domestic protesting. In fact, it says civil unrest. So, and it says the Pentagon's very upset about this. Again, most people in the government aren't bad. It's that the people that run our government are bad. I mean, it's almost more people in the Pentagon and the military, I would say, that are more awake and more patriotic than the general public. I mean, undoubtedly. So it's like the military is our hope and our fear. It's just like America could help save the world or help destroy it. I mean, it's always like that historically. It's we are the fulcrum to a great extent. Undoubtedly, the West is. And the West is not leading the world into good stuff now. We're leading it into bad. David Knight, your take on that.
Yeah, Alex, we really are standing on a knife edge. And like you said, it could go either way. They're laying the foundation for this. We're trying to wake people up. We go to the military bases. We walk through the fake villages that they're planning on taking, and yet people are still not waking up. So hopefully with the documents that have been released today, with the documents that we've shown where they're buying massive amounts of ammunition, with the equipment that they're putting out and giving to the police departments, and the way that they're training them essentially to shoot first. You know, that's a big part of the problem in New Mexico. They've got a shoot first curriculum there that they're training the police on. And one of the police trainers there at the academy actually refused to teach that curriculum, and they fired him because he would not do it. So there are police who are concerned about the way that they're changing the rules of engagement, the way that they're approaching and regarding the public. And the same thing is happening in the military, and we're seeing a convergence of those two things. When I was looking at the asymmetric warfare videos, one of the things that the guy said was, one of the mistakes that we made, this is a Marine colonel, he said, one of the mistakes that we made when we came in, we should have combined the military with the police. That's what he said. That's what they're doing now. So it's hopefully this Gertz thing will wake people up.
And in those Marine Corps training videos with former generals, colonels, they're admitting it's for domestic operations and how to occupy America for a permanent government, a permanent police state. This is totally criminal, totally illegitimate, just like somebody robbing a bank or coming to your house at gunpoint and saying, cook me dinner. I mean, this is total tyranny. Dave, I'm going to come back with final comments from you, dovetail it with this key document and more. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I don't know what it is. Ralph just won't pay any attention to me. When he comes home from work, all he ever does is play video games and go to sleep. It's like I don't even exist.
Oh, Betty, that's just awful.
Does this seem familiar? If the answer to this question is yes, then listen carefully. Toxic pesticides, GMO foods and additives, BPA plastics, contaminated water supplies. Many of these toxic additives are deliberately engineered to attack and weaken human masculinity. It's part of the eugenics population control movement. Look it up. If men are more interested in online gaming than they are in their wives, a serious population crisis is soon to follow. Energize the man in your life with Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsLife.com. It's designed to aid the body in ways that help invigorate your natural systems without artificial testosterone, completely free of GMOs, harmful additives, gluten, and is made right here in the USA. Get your Super Male Vitality right now at InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Tired of taking handfuls of vitamin pills? Look and feel super with a great-tasting liquid vitamin and mineral supplement called Passion 4 Life. This incredible one-ounce daily drink can lead to better stamina and energy due to faster, more complete absorption. Passion 4 Life contains 135 all-natural whole food ingredients. It's the best-tasting, most powerful product of its kind on the market. Order now by calling 844-TRY-LIFE or find out much more about Passion for Life by visiting 844-TRY-LIFE.com. 844-TRY-LIFE.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. Criminals know that your wooden door frames are weak and your alarm system can't keep them out. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel. Standard locks, deadbolts, and alarm systems can't prevent forced entry. Harden your door and door jam with a Door Sentinel. Protect your home now at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com for a special limited time offer. The Door Sentinel, your home's first line of defense.
In this present crisis, government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem. From time to time, we've been tempted to believe that society has become too complex to be managed by self-rule, that government by an elite group is superior to government for, by, and of the people.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
Hello, me. Meet the real me and my misfits way of life. A dark black past is my most valued possession. Hindsight is always 20/20. But looking back, it's still a bit fuzzy. Speak of mutually assured destruction. Nice story.
Yeah, I was paranoid. I said there was a group called the Bilderberg Group 18, 19 years ago, and the media said it didn't exist even 6 years ago. New York Times does not exist. And after all, they wouldn't lie to you. I mean, you didn't build your business either. And Saddam had nuclear power plants enriching uranium under rose bushes in his backyard. And he ran 9/11, too. Not Saudi Arabia and the globalists. By the way, Kurt Nimmo wrote a story yesterday about this. And Kurt was going to bring that back into me this morning. I'd ask for it. Will you get that from him? Because I want to actually give the headline out of his article. Thanks. There was the headline, we need to fund rebels in Syria to fight al-Qaeda. And I saw that article. There it is. U.S. will train rebels to counter CIA's al-Qaeda terrorists in Syria. And I saw his article, read where they said it, and then last night I turned the television on for about 10 minutes just to check the news, and I was watching CNN with a straight face. They were saying, yeah, there's a big al-Qaeda threat, and we've got to do something about it, and that's why we need to invade Syria. And then this morning, they had Fox News on in the control room, and I saw it on the scroll, so I turned it up. So I know if you're watching the news, you're seeing it, and that's the new branding. Shucks, we got to go into Syria, al-Qaeda. We got to train these other rebels, because al-Qaeda and Assad, they just kind of throw it in like, al-Qaeda and Assad, you know. They're not saying Assad's with al-Qaeda, that's too obvious. It's just, yeah, there's al-Qaeda and Assad. We've been funding for 3+ years al-Qaeda to attack Assad. And there was a big thing, you know, just 6 months ago where Rand Paul and Ted Cruz said, no, we're not al-Qaeda's Air Force, and Infowars.com led the charge and Drudge Report covered it. And we pointed out that the rebels launched the chemical attacks and WorldNet Daily covered it. And they got caught. Turkey got caught launching false flags. So 6 months later, they think you're stupid. And now we need to have more boots on the ground and troops to fight al-Qaeda, which is 60+% of the force. I mean, that's how dumb they think you are, ladies and gentlemen. This has reached biblical level crazy town dimensions. David Knight, I'm going to shift gears into phone calls and a bunch of news I haven't covered yet, but I know there's a lot of other points you haven't gotten to yet, other observations from Bilderberg 2014. I want to hear those from you briefly, and so you can get back to getting photos and video up to Infowars.com. In the next few minutes, we're going to have the video for radio listeners that didn't see it earlier at Infowars.com of the police dragging a demonstrator away to beat him up behind a screen and then trying to grab reporters that were getting footage of it. But for me, you're there to show there's men behind the curtain and to be paparazzi of the real controllers. They want to be in secret. They want us going after fake celebrities and not being informed. Your take on that?
Oh, that's absolutely true, Alex. I mean, you know, on the one level, we're just taking pictures of these celebrities and we're trying to match them up to cards so we've got to see which ones they are. But it's very important that people see that this is actually happening. That's why we're doing it. This really has consequences. And, you know, during the break, we were talking about the military and how they're using the military, training the military to come after the American people. We had a Danish Marine come over to us. He's got a 9/11 was an inside job shirt on. And he said he joined the Royal Marines because he wanted to make the world a better place. And he said his very first lesson was how to poison the water and the food supply. And then they told him less people is more peace, you know, things like that. So he said he got out of that and he joined the social workers. Then he realized that they weren't resuscitating people if they were of a certain age because it was too expensive. So he's seen this. He's had it. This is what's happening with a lot of veterans, a lot of people who were very idealistically went into the military, and now hopefully they're seeing that our own government is training against our own people. How many different times and how many different ways do they have to see that, from the training scenarios to the weapons acquisitions to the training sites that they have? This is, and now this newest released video, hopefully this will wake people up. I don't know what.
Well, David, did we in the 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s have a lot lower taxes on the general public and not kill old people? How did we raise our taxes, build the bureaucracy, and now there's no money for old people, but we had to have socialist health care because we love the old people, but now here's the death panels. The truth is, this is about lowering our standard of living by the so-called left, who are a bunch of fascists.
And it's taking away people's choices. You know, we look at Bilderberg here, and the guy that I talked to last night, that as he was running us out, I said, you know, they're going to be making decisions about how to run your life. And he goes, oh, very good. I hope they make good decisions, and laughs at us, right? He's not ever going to have a say about how his life is run. And it's that way from the large overreaching policies down to how he spends his money. As these guys from Denmark were talking to us, they said they went through and they worked up with all the different taxes. Somebody making $100,000 gets to keep $4,000 of it. The rest of it the government takes for their taxes. Then they decide how you're going to live, all the way down to your health care. And now the health care that they've had for free, now they're starting to charge these people for it, even though they're taking almost all of their money in taxes.
Look at France. This year passed a 101% tax on new wealthy and middle class. Yeah. I mean, that's the actual French headline with a straight face. But then the top French government socialists are all exempt and have Swiss bank accounts. I mean, of course our taxes are going to be 100% if the elite don't have to pay taxes, because they're not under the same system. It's outrageous.
And we're seeing revolts all across Europe against this. People understand where this is coming from to that degree. They're angry about the austerity programs. When I talked to the Italian, there was an Italian blogger that was here. They're very much aware of what happened, because they've seen, just like Greece, they've seen their elected prime minister taken out of office and replaced by a Goldman Sachs banker. That's why he's here covering the Bilderberg. He knows that these people are behind it. And the people in Italy and the people in Greece are sadder but wiser than most of the other people. But many of them still don't know and still don't care. And there's still a lot of people, he said, in Italy who don't know about Bilderberg. You know, they're upset about the fact that a banker was put in the place of a duly elected politician, because as much as the elections are rigged and we complain about the fact that we don't have honest and enough choices, at least there's still the possibility, if you've got elections at some point, that you're going to have some input into the process. Something can be changed. There's a hope of it. What they're trying to do is take away even that hope that we could get back to open and honest and fair elections. They want to dictate it, as David Rockefeller has said, from meetings like this, where they have a technological elite and bankers are going to replace the nation state.
David Knight, absolutely. I was just thinking about what you had just said. I know we're going to get Paul Watson to pop in here in a little while for a brief update from him. But I'm going to cover some other news now. Any other things start breaking or unfolding? I know we have live feeds up at Infowars.com that you guys are putting out separate from this radio/TV show. But if anything starts happening important, just call us right back, and we'll put you back on air, David Knight.
Will do. Thanks.
I want to get a closing comment from Josh Owens. Any other points he wants to make?
Yeah, I think regardless of what the earlier what we were talking about, which is right behind me where the cops drug the guy across, I think regardless of whether the cops were doing it because he was harassing other people or not, it doesn't give them a right to grab him and, you know, drag him across the street, literally behind the curtain. You can see the curtain right here, literally behind this, and begin beating him. Regardless of what he was doing, it's still wrong. And regardless of, I mean, just because I'm walking with a camera, maybe that says two things. Maybe it says that everyone's afraid of everything and they feel like, first off, they need to call the police.
East Germany.
Yeah, exactly. East Germany. It's just, it's unbelievable. And it's not just over here. It's in America, too.
Is Bilderberg what you thought it would be?
So far, yeah. I do have to give the cops some credit. I think I was maybe bashing them a little too much earlier. But I do have to give them some credit for at least being polite when they beat people.
So if they would have torn that guy's genitals off, as long as they were polite, it'd be okay.
Oh, yeah, of course. I mean, they detained me, but they were polite about it. So, I mean, what can I do?
What if they wore white gloves? I mean, would that make it okay?
They're generally more fit.
Well, yeah,
like at the airport.
Yeah, like at the airport. Yeah, I think that makes everything fine. It's all about the illusion. It's all about the appearance. You know, they can beat someone to death, but if they're smiling while doing it.
All right, Josh Owens, will continue to get updates from you. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Alex.
Okay, folks, I've got a bunch of news I want to hit, and I want to take your phone calls on Bilderberg, on the new army document where they admit drones, armored vehicles, the military is for civil unrest and societal collapse. Department of Defense directive 3025.18. Now the Washington Times is reporting on it. Good job, Washington Times. You can say what you want about the late owner of the Washington Times, the Reverend Kim Sung Moon or whatever his name was, but they got a lot of great writers and good reporters over there, like Joe Curl and Bill Gertz and others. I mean, real journalism. I mean, you get public documents where they're preparing to use the military against the public. I mean, that's newsworthy. And causing a public debate about that is a big deal. And you got to give credit for Drudge to linking to it. I mean, it's only a handful of news sites that continue to cover real issues. And then we dominate and have giant traffic. Because people are fundamentally interested in this. I'd like to hear from all of you out there. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. On this live Thursday edition, we've got an hour and 15 minutes left in global transmission, 800-259-9231. And we are going to go to break coming up here in a few minutes and come back and start taking your phone calls. But let me go over some of these headlines. Intelligence Committee doesn't care if targets are even identified before they're assassinated, including U.S. citizens, congressional records show, and Washington's blog spot breaks it down from the congressional transcript directly from the Library of Congress. That's up on Infowars.com. And I wanted to mention that article because in the Washington Times article, Directive outlines Obama's plan to use the military against citizens that I've got all my writers writing about right now. DrudgeReport.com has it linked in red on the right-hand side. This is so important that I'm going to have three articles written about this today and tomorrow. They can dole them out however they want from different angles because we need to put a focus on this because we're going to expand on Gertz's article and give you the rest of the story where they say it's for the Tea Party and gun owners. I'm going to say that again. The military is training full speed to take over every local county and city, take over your police departments, take over your local media, take over your water treatment facilities, and arrest political dissidents for their political views. Okay? We're all on list, folks. I mean, this is treason with a giant capital T. And a lot of people think you're cowards. The globalists think that you're going to be intimidated by all this when the truth comes out. That's why I've been told the globalists are, some of them aren't concerned if I'm on air, because they think I'll just scare you. I'm telling you this like you care your future's being robbed. This is totally illegal, totally illegitimate. We haven't done jack squat. We haven't done anything in this country to deserve this. And the people setting this up are the ones screwing over the economy, shipping in the drugs, opening up the borders, bankrupting everything, going after our liberties, setting up death panels, setting up Obamacare, energy scams, funding Al-Qaeda, Fast and Furious, Benghazi. It happened to us, folks. We have an out-of-control criminal government with an intimidated Congress made up of criminals and scum and perverts and blackmailed people and some good people that speak out and are demonized, but they're rising stars. And it really hit me this morning. The lesson is tell the truth. Look how popular Rand Paul is telling the truth, front runner for president. Runner up, Ted Cruz. Telling the truth, probably be vice president if we get behind him. Doesn't mean they'll save everything, but it's a step in the right direction. We'll all save things together with God's help. Providence. You know, during the whole nuke crisis that's been going on, Putin's been praying in a monastery for 5 days straight a few weeks ago while Obama's out partying and golfing. Who do you think's going to have the providence of God? I'm not even saying Putin's a good guy, but I mean, when he had his nuclear emergency doomsday plane circling for 5 days when it looked like there was going to be a war until the West and Russia both backed down, he was right there on the border with it at a monastery for 5 days. In the news, it said staying there and banks staying basically in a tower thinking about what he would do. I mean, even if he's a bad guy, a normal person would isolate themselves with the data and really try to figure out what to do. Not be out playing golf and partying and going to, you know, month four or whatever in the last year, since this time last year, that Obama's been on vacation. 4 months since last May. I saw an article a few days ago. 4 months of vacation out of 12. I mean, I don't get 2 weeks of real vacation a year. I take days off just to do accounting and, you know, deal with just the latest diversion. Can you imagine taking 4 months off? I mean, it's a joke, people. And then meanwhile, they've got drones to kill whoever. They're going, oh, by the way, we'll use them in America. In the Department of Defense document. Yeah, we're going to use military drones, the American people. Do I get apologies from the Associated Press? 3 years ago that ran articles saying I was a liar, Kurt Nimmo was a liar, Matt Drudge was a liar? No, because AP was running a psy-op operation to tell everybody that doesn't exist, it doesn't exist, which is really another message. The message is, when this all comes out, you're supposed to be kosher, or you're supposed to be trendy, you're supposed to be orthodox with the establishment, and you're supposed to say it doesn't exist. Just like the $5,000 per person Obama fine under Obamacare. Just like Gibbs said, you're not supposed to admit the drone program exists, even though it publicly exists. Remember that clip? I mean, so I'm on a terrorist list because I know 2 plus 2 equals 4? Fine. Fine. I think the globalists have misjudged us. I think we're going to stand up and say no to this. We have the moral authority. We have the moral high ground. Your call's coming up.
When the day comes where the world changes forever, you can be ready at a moment's notice. With Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's completely mobile and ready to go. All the comforts of an RV, but custom-built to outlast any other trailer. Learn more at survivalistcamps.com. Due to overwhelming response, limited inventory is available. Be ready with survivalistcamps.com. Survivalist Camps, providing your basic needs to survive.
How can you save a ton of money and prepare for emergencies? By having your own in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. Now you can cut down on wasted food by freeze drying your leftovers. That's right. Create your own long-term food storage by freeze drying your own fruits, meats, vegetables, even complete meals with the Harvest Right in-home freeze dryer. Imagine the savings and the peace of mind. See how the amazing Harvest Right freeze dryer works at harvestright.com.
Attention, America. Within a little-known government document is devastating information that could cost the United States its most valuable asset. My name is Jeff Opdyke, former reporter for the Wall Street Journal. I've uncovered shocking evidence within the details of document FT-900, revealing the largest cover-up of President Obama's career. This will have a substantial impact on our nation. Millions of Americans will fall into poverty overnight. A recent report from the Treasury Department said an event of this nature has, quote, the potential to be catastrophic. Within a matter of weeks, the way of life for millions of Americans will be destroyed, and the standard of living will be like nothing this country has seen in nearly a century. To learn how you can protect yourself and your family from this government attack, visit www.obamasecretone.com. Again, that's www.obamasecretone.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Riders on the storm. Riders on the storm.
Into this house we're born. Into this world we're thrown. Like a dog without a bone, an actor out alone. Riders on the storm. There's a killer on the road. His brain is squirming like a toad. Take a long holiday. Let your children play.
Exclusive, Bilderberg Police brutally beat reporter, chase cameraman to try to get the footage. Police take journalists to secluded pens to be beaten. They're now reporting this is happening to multiple people. If they yell and scream or mouth off, and I don't think, you know, that's overall good, but you don't deserve to be taken to a secluded pen to be beaten over that. We're going to your phone calls right now. Let's go ahead and talk to Rich in Oregon. Rich, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, Alex, how's it going?
Oh, worldwide transmission. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good. Hey, you know what? There's a lot of us out here in Oregon that is tired of hearing about President Obama doing all the crazy stuff and getting away with it in our government. And I'm, you know, we're all with you, but there's nothing violent needs to be done. It's just time for talking's over. People just need to stand up and put a stop to it. That's how I feel, just like this.
What do you make of the lawlessness and the Pentagon openly training to take on the American people?
It's the most craziest thing I've ever heard. I mean, you know what? How do they think they're going to do that? How many people is armed? You know what? I only know about 100 people where I live at, and everybody's tired of it. They're not going to do that. There's no way it's going to happen. I mean,
well, they're doing it, brother. They got military in every major city running checkpoints, searching cars today. And they're going to do it under a psyop of just slowly doing it, training the troops it's normal, the police it's normal, then having them respond to wildfires and stuff, which they should, and then expanding it out to youth corps dressed up like military at events, searching people, then have the National Guard at the Kite Festival or at the UT football game here locally, searching people. And then pretty soon they're just military stationed everywhere, and then they carry out SWAT team operations in assistance to police. They've been doing that for over 20 years in police uniform. And that got declassified a long time ago. So, sir, there's a whole covert archipelago of this happening. What I'm telling you, though, is they're getting ready to go operational in a big way. That's why there's a larger public debate about this. We need to have that debate. Thank you so much, Rich. Let's talk to Julio in Illinois. Go ahead, Julio.
Alex, boy, oh boy, it was crazy to have been in Chantilly, Virginia in 2012 for Bilderberg, seeing people like Austin Goolsbee, who now is a professor of economics at the University of Chicago, coming in, or seeing Henry Kissinger, the humanitarian himself, driving into Bilderberg. And one person on that list in 2012 that caught my eye was Mitch Daniels, the former governor of Indiana, currently the president of Purdue University in West Lafayette, Indiana. And I'm watching right now on CNBC, which I tip my cap to CNBC, a reporter for CNBC, it's linked on Drudge Now, actually talked about Bilderberg, astonishing to believe. But Claus Clinfield, current chairman, CEO of Alcoa, who's at Bilderberg this year, what a coincidence on CNBC right now, they're announcing Alcoa is expanding to Indiana, same state as former Bilderberg member Mitch Daniels. But Alex, one name that caught my eye in this year, 2014's list, was the mayor of Atlanta, Kasim Reed, and you talked about it on your show throughout the week. And if you looked at Bilderbergs from the years past, for example, 2007 with in Istanbul, Turkey, with Catherine Sebelius, she was the former governor of the state of Kansas.
That's right, and of course, Bill Clinton, Tony Blair, stay there. I'm going to come back to you. Third hour coming up. Stay with us. We're going to continue to break down the shadow of elite.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
chemical spill contaminating the water supply in 9 West Virginia counties.
This year alone, over 300,000 people in West Virginia had their drinking water contaminated.
What are the health effects of having these drugs in our drinking water?
It's forced medical treatment without the consent of residents.
My friends, water filtration is one of the most basic actions you can take to protect you and your family from the harmful toxins and heavy metals in your tap water.
On average, the county says it sprays with glyphosate at least once a week.
Few filters cut out the glyphosate that is found in water supplies worldwide. Remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, hydrofluorosilicic acid, sodium hexafluorosilicate.
Fluoride, it is in tea, it's in coffee, it's in water, it's in bread, it's in toothpaste.
It is our responsibility to protect our families. The establishment's not going to do it. It's time to take action. It's time to filter our water. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and use promo code WATER to get 10% off their entire family of incredible products. Or call toll free 888-253-3139.